Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Chaver Chaver Vasim Fega Vasim Chavispasia, Rachel Bas Sultan Odet, Naomi Aliza Bas Hanigeta Bas Naomi Aliza, and Avigal Yelet Bas Yocheved, and Rosh Victoria Bastihila Ravida, Bisav Shachol Yisrael, Eli Nishmas Maris Esther Basrib Shmuel. The Mishnah Yuvamis and Afnim Aleph Amid Aleph says as follows: Hacholetz Liyavimto, if one performs Chalitza with his Yavama, Vinasa Ochiv Es Achoisa Vomes, and his brother marries her sister and dies childless, leaving him his chalutza sister for yibum. What's the din? Choletzitz v'lomis yabemis. She requires chalutza, but can't be taken in yibum. Yibum is no because she's his chalutza's sister. Chalutza, yes, because midaraisa there's a zika, there's a connection. If one divorces his wife, and his brother marries her sister and dies. So what did he do? He divorces his wife. His brother marries her sister and dies, leaving him his divorced wife's sister for yibum. What's the din? The din is Hare Zo Ptuha. She's exempt from both Chalitza and Yibum. She's an Erva, a wife's sister who's Asur D'Oraisa throughout the wife's lifetime, even though the wife has been divorced. So you can't do, she's an Isser of Achos Ishta. Weiter, Shomeres Yavam, if a woman was awaiting her Yavam, in other words, her husband died childless, and she awaited either chalitza or yibum. Shekidesh achiv es achosa, and his brother, also a potential yavam, betrothed her sister. The yavama fell to two brothers, and while she was bound to both with zika, one of them was mekadesh her sister. Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira amru. They reported the following ruling in the name of Yeshua ben Beseira. Oimrim lo, we tell the one who betrothed his Yavama's sister, Hamtein ad shiyase achicha meise. Wait until your brother performs the act of Yivam or Chalitza, and only then can you do Nisuin and consummate your marriage. So what happened here is that he was Mekadesh, the sister, and we tell the one who betrothed the sister, wait until your brother does Yibam Rechalitza, and then you can consummate the marriage. Why? Because the Kiddushin takes effect since the Yisr of Achois is Kukasa is Derabana. So he didn't miss Derabana, but it works. So he's married to Zekuka's sister. However, all he did was Eilasin, not Nesuin. So he's not penalized for betrothing his wife when she was Achos Kukasa, because the Maisa Kiddushin doesn't violate the Isser of Achos Kukasa, only Bia would. So we don't require him to divorce, but there is a restriction here. What's the restriction? He may not perform Nesuin and consummate the marriage because his wife, though married to him, is forbidden to him as his Zekuka sister. However, once his brother does Yibum Chalitza, his own bond with the zakuka is now dissolved. Now the wife is permitted to him. Comes out that until the brother performs yibum or chalitza, the zakuka's sister, the iser of achos zakukaso, is in effect. Problem is that the first yavam married the sister of the zakuka and rendered the zakuka his wife's sister. This apparently should disqualify her midairaisa from yibum, and therefore she's no longer his zakuka. So why is her sister not automatically mutaris the second he does kedushin on the sister? So now the yavama is achos kukasa, is achos ishto. So therefore, there's no zika. So the Ramban explains that only a woman who was a wife's sister at the time of her husband's death is fully rejected from Yirma Chalitza and is not a Zakuka. In our case, since the widow is not an Arab at the time of her husband's death and she became a Zakuka, the Yavam's subsequent Bekidushin to her sister doesn't affect her complete rejection, even Midairaisa, even though he can't take her in Yibum, because she's his wife's sister. He also may not consummate his marriage with his wife, because she's still Achos Kukasa. So that's the Ramban, that's what Rashi sounds like. There's a lot of discussion about this in the Farshim. The Gemara, this is Yevamos, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, says as follows: Ibaylu, Meisa Ishtoi, Mao Biyavimto. So a man married his Yevamos sister. If his wife, the Yevamos sister, dies while the Yavama awaits Yibum, what is his law with respect to his Yavama? May he marry her or not marry her? Do we say that since his wife died and the Achos Ishtoi Iser has been removed, he can marry the Yavam or no? We say that she's no longer Achos Ishto. She is Aser because of Eishes Achiv. Because since she was Asura to him at one time in the context of Yibum, right, when he was married to her sister, she was a surah, the Yibum. Maybe the Isser of Eishes Achiv went into effect, and she is considered like the wife of a brother who has children and is forbidden forever. Rashi, Harehi ke'eshes och, sheyesh lo banim. Because eshes och is an iser. We just met with this iser. We're doicha this iser for yibum, as discussed that in Farshim at the beginning of the Masechta. But if she has children, then it's an iser of eshes achiv. Maybe in our case, since there was an Isra Yibum, it remains Al Tzeishes Achiv. So there's a machlekes between the Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Rabbi Chanina both say, Mutter b'yavimto, the Yavim's wife dies, he's permitted to take his Yavama. And Shmuel and Rav Asi say, no, Asur. What's the reason of Rav? Omar Rovo, my time of the Rav. What's Rav's reason for permitting the Yavama? She was forbidden to him at one time in the context of Yibum. And once she's forbidden, she should remain forbidden. And the answer is, Mishum d'havo yivama shehutra v'nesra v'chazra v'hutra. Because she is a yivama who was initially permitted to the yavam and then became a surah to the yavam and then permitted tavzer l'teira v'yishayim. Since she was allowed to do yivum at the moment she fell, the yavam's marriage to her sister is not a complete rejection. And since she remains bound to the Yavam, she doesn't become a Sula to him permanently as a brother's wife. Rather, as long as her sister is alive, Yibum is impossible. But if the sister dies, she becomes Muteris again. Rashba has a chiddush in our Gemara, which is discussed by a lot of mefarshim. I did a search of this Rashba to see who talks about it. And in 119 different places, that's a lot of people, and that's not even everybody. So the Rashba discusses the rule in the Mishnah that the brother who is Mekadesh, his Yavama's sister, must wait until his brother does Yibum Rechalitza before he consummates his marriage. The Ramban explains that since the widow fell to the Yavam before he married her sister, she remains bound to him even after he marries her sister, as we discussed. The Ramban, however, the Rashba does not accept this explanation. He asserts that even in this case, the widow was rejected as an erva and exempt from chalitza, as well as yibum. So then, why is her sister, Yavam's wife, considered the sister of a zakuka? What zakuka is there here? There should be no zika, because the widow is rejected as an erva and exempt from chalitza and yibum. So the Rashba explains, so the Ramban explains, that since the widow fell to the Yavam before he married her sister, there's still a zika. The Rashba says no, that the widow is an erva, and there's no chalitza or yibum. Not only is there no chalitza, there's no yibum as well. So she's not completely rejected. It's the Ramban. The Rashba explains that according to Din Torah, the widow is completely rejected, but since she was originally eligible for Yibum, her sister looks like Achos Kukasa, and the rabbis were mitaken that the Yavam can't consummate the marriage while the widow awaits Yibum. And they also were mitaken that if his brother dies, he must perform chalitza with the widow as if she were still his zakuka. So midin Tara, when he marries her sister, she's completely rejected. Just midrabbanan, they say, no, don't marry your sister. She looks like a... Don't consummate the marriage with the sister. In other words, originally, he had a zika to Rachel. Then he marries his sister Leah. Reuven marries Leah. So, wait for Shimon to do something. Either Yibum or Chalitza. To Rachel. And if Shimon dies, then Reuven himself has to do the chalitza. So the Rashba explains that midin Torah, the widow is completely rejected once the Yavam marries her sister. So frek the Rashba, how can Rav rule that when the sister dies, she's muteres to the Yavam? Can't be that a Yavama who is rejected from Yibum and permitted to marry out of the family if there are no other brothers now returns to a state of Zika. How can it be? Because what does the Gemara ask? The Gemara asks, Mesa Ishtai, if his wife, the Yavama's sister, dies. In other words, Reuven was married, Rachel fell before Reuven for Yibum or Chalitza. And then he marries Leah, and now Leah dies. So what's his din with Rachel? Can he marry Rachel or not? So Rav says he can marry Rachel. And the Rashba says, how can Rav say that he can marry Rachel? She had been rejected from Yibum. When he married Leah, she was out of Yibum. So how could she return to a state of Zika? She was out. How does she come back in? So the Rashba explains that Rav doesn't mean that the widow returns to a state of Zika and requires Chalitza or Yibum. Rather, he means that she is permitted in marriage to her dead husband's brother if he wants to marry her. But it's not a mitzvah of Yibum. So when he says, Rabbi Avam Shutra V'Nasir V'Chazir V'Hutra, it's not pshat that she's mutter now, that he has to do Yibum. Pshat that she's mutter, there's no issur anymore. It's not a mitzvah. If there are no other brothers, she can marry out of the family. According to Rav, since the time of her husband's death, the Yavam was eligible for Yibum. And the Isser of Eishes Achiv was completely removed. It doesn't come back into effect, even though afterwards she's totally rejected as an erva. So when the erva prohibition is dissolved, in other words, the sister dies, there's no basis for her to be forbidden. In other words, Rachel was eligible for Yibum, and there is no longer an Isser of Eishes Ochiv. Now he marries Leah. Now she's a surah. But when Leah dies, why should she be forbidden? Is she his brother's wife? No. That was permitted from the get-go. Is she his wife's sister? She achos ishto? She's not achos ishto. Because ishto died. So what then is she? Says the Rashba, she is a brother's wife who is permitted to her former Yavam outside the context of Yivam. That is the Chiddush, which is again discussed by many, many Mefarshim, of the Rashba. As have we read the Rashba b'fnim? Lama lo? When we toich kach, yesh li loima, the lam la meimra shetea yivam is zekukoloi. Lo lachlutz v'lo liyabin. It's not that she's zekukolo now, this Rachel. Neither for chalitza, nor for yibum. Ela mutter bilvat ko amar, loima. She'ilu ratza lisa oisa, ein asur azu. It's a heter. If he wants to marry her, he can. The time of the milse, mishum the cave and the bishas nefila, utraloi, since she was materet bishas nefila, shuvi efshe leyasa, mishum eishesach, she can no longer be aser, atz eishesach. So don't tell me that now, since she was forbidden, alts achos ishto for a period, now even though there's no longer achos ishto, she's going to be forbidden out to Eshesach. No, not Pitom. The Eshesach was permitted from the get-go. Ad kan midivrei HaRashba. So Baruch Hashem, zachinu lemod ta gemara, ta mishna, ta gemara, im HaRashba. Am ktsat Ramban. So comes the Koivetz HaOrois, the Belchonon, and he asks, from the sugya in Yevamos, in the first parak, we say, "Mao the same ahoyel the ishtri iser eishes och, ishtri nami achos isha." You might say that since there's a heter for eishes och, we're also going to be matir. In other words, there's a heter to marry out Yibum. Out your brother's wife, she's also going to be permitted out your wife's sister. Zok the Kovet Tearois, Uvish Lema Inema the Isser Eishes Och, Loher to the Gamre Kaidim Yibum, Elashaz Zika Materas Bechol Shaita Vishaita, Vim Tizbat Ela Zika, Yarzola Isser the Makoimoi, Vinim Sishisiva Sisola Nifka Bechai Gavna. Shaykh Lemar hold Vishtri Yishtri. Ukahada hold Hutu Litzavasai. Hutu Likelia. Damachosukipurim. Dumachosukipurim. Was the Kanis Lazar. Mikomakon Hutu Litzarato. Aval even know him, but if we say like the Rashba, this Rashisach Nifka Legamre. Rafilum Tisbat Lazika. Loitachs are old. Lehei Oser. Val Krochuk the Nifka Mimenes Sibas Isser, Kamoshis. Isserations ish. Lacham misabal. Ain't shaykh misalom hov ishtri ishtri. Mod lo shaykh lomer ken be ishis ish. Shin is garish al bachos ishtai. Shemesa ishtai. So Rabbi Chanan says as follows. That bishlema, if we say that the isser of ishis ach was never completely permitted before Yibum, that it still hangs in the air. Just the Zika is matir b'chol shaita v'shaita. So the Zika permits this iser of eishes. Och, knows a man's not allowed to marry his late brother's wife But the Zika is matir that Isser. But there is still an Isser. It's still hanging limbo, tip of the air. And if the Zika is misbatel, then the original Isser of Eishes Ach will fall back into place. So Nimsa Shesibas Isser Lo Nifka. So the Sibas Isser never went away. If that's true, then we understand the Gemara that says, Hoel V'Ishtari Ishtari. In other words, once it's permitted for the sake of my, the Gemara is a Havamina, it's permitted for the sake of my brother's wife, it's also permitted if she happens to be my wife's sister. That's Hoel V'Ishtari. It's permitted for my brother's wife. So you need a heter for that. It's not that there's no Isser. It's Asser, but you need, it's Mutter. It's permitted. The Isser is being permitted. So therefore, it's also permitted for my wife's sister. Ukeha, just like we find by Hol Votu Vitzaras Hotelakirio. You're allowed to go to the base and make the Shalt Tzaras, because it's Asser out Tzaras. He sees Mechusar Kippurim, he's also the Kanis Lazara. Nevertheless, if there's a het there, a special het there for Tzaras. So who adin that there's going to be a special het there for Keri. But if we say like the Rashba, that the Isser Eishes Ach goes away completely, that was what the Rashba says. The Rashba said that when they become, when she falls for Yibum in the first place, there's no longer an Isser Eishes Ach. So even though my Isser Eishes Ach Nifka L'Gamrei, there's no longer an Isser Eishes Ach when she falls for Yibum, and that's it, it's gone. Not like the other way, that there is an Eishes Ach and it's permitted, but that there's no longer an Isser Eishes Ach, and therefore even if the Zika is misbatel, there's going to be no longer an Isser of Eishes Ach. So it must be that Nifka Sibas HaYisir, Isu. There is no longer a Sibas Isser here. Kamo Isser Eishes Ish. Lachar Mises HaBaal. You can't say, Hol V'Ishtari Ishtari. Man Pitom Hol V'Ishtari Ishtari. There's no heter to start with. She's not an Eishes Ish anymore. Her husband's dead. So since her husband is dead, there's no Isser Eishes Ish to talk about. There's nothing to be matir. So how's the Rashba going to learn that Gemara? So again, the Rashba explains that Rab doesn't mean that the widow returns to a state of Zika and requires Chalitza or Yibum. No. He means that she's permitted, if she wants to, if he wants to marry her, but it's not Yibum. And if not, she's free to marry out. Since at the time of her husband's death, the Avama was eligible for Yibum, the Isser of Achos, of Eishes Achiv, was completely removed. And it doesn't come back into effect, even though she is afterwards totally rejected as an erva, right? This Reuven marries Leah, so Rachel's totally rejected. But not outs his brother's wife, just outs his wife's sister. So then, when Leah dies, there's no basis for her to be forbidden. There's no longer brother's wife. There's no longer Rachel Eishes Achiv. And there's no longer Rachel Sishto. So we're not in the Yavam Parsha anymore. We left the Yavam Parsha. So if you say that word, then how do you understand Hol V'Ishtari Ishtari? Because he wants to say that since at the time of her husband's death, the Yavam was eligible for Yibum, the Isser of Achos Ishto is completely removed. So what's the Hol V'Ishtari? Bishlam, if we say, no, it's not completely, there still is an Isser of Achos Ishto, of Eishes Achiv. There is an Isser of Eishes Achiv. But we're matir that Isser. But now there's going to be no longer a heter for the Isser if she becomes Echos Ishto. So now that Isser is reinstated. So if you say that that's the idea, that there still is an Isser of Eishes Achiv, then we understand that Hov Ishtri Ishtri. For Matir without Eishes Achiv, Rosa Matir Achasisha, that's Pshat Gemara. But if you say no, she falls for Yibum, out to Eishes Achiv, and there's no longer an Isser of Eishes Achiv, like the Rashba wants to say. And therefore he says afterwards she's not in the context of Yibum anymore. Because there's no longer an Isser, there's no longer a Zika, nothing is no connection between them. And how do you understand if the moment she falls by the Yibum, there's no longer an Isser that we're being matir of Eishes Achiv? And how do you understand the Gemara of Ishtari Ishtari? There's nothing being permitted for his brother's wife. So how do you say, since we're permitting his brother's wife, we're permitting his wife's sister? We're not permitting his brother's wife, there's no Isser to start with. That's the Kasha of Reb Elchanan. Now, the etzem geder of whole of history, history needs understanding. Lama heter, why should a heter of this Isser be goyrem that another Isser should be permitted? So says Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Rabbi Abba Berman Zatzal. We've been going through his Shi'urim b'Siyata d'Shmaya. Shebederech klal chiyuv v'isur hem inyanim b'chiyuv. Chiyuv and Isser are positive. One is positively obligated, one is positively forbidden. And p'tur and heter are nyanim shebishlila. If you have a p'tur or a heter, that's negating. There's no chiyuv, and there's no iser. However, it would appear that there are places shegam p'tur v'heter are in Yanam Shebechiyuv. There's an active tour. There's an active heter. It's not just pshat that there's no Isser and there's no Chiyuv, but it's an active tour and an active heter. A yisod for this, we see from the Kasha of Tosfos, the first parak of Bav Metzia. That Vov Omud Beis, Divra Maschil Kofatz Kulam Pturin. Gabe kofatz echad min haminuyim shekulam pturim de lebatel haminuy berubo haminuy berubo v'yischaivu kulam b'maiser. What happens? He starts counting for maiser behema, and then one of the animals that is already counted jumps back in. They're all putter. So frektosvis, why are we mevatel barov? The animal that was already counted should be bota barov, and they should all be chayiv in meiser. Because there's no chash that a putter animal is going to be counted, because it's bota barov, so they're all chayiv in meiser. Now, according to what most rishonim hold, that heter be iser isn't batal. We're not mevatal heter b'isser, mevatal isser b'heter, not heter b'isser. So too, p'tur b'chiyuv is also not batal. Because p'tur is like heter. And chiyuv is like iser. So just like heter b'iser isn't batal, p'tur b'chiyuv is also not batal. So how's the p'tur going to be batal? איך הסבעת על הפטור דמניין הרוי ברוי והמחויב? So it would appear that we have to say that that most Rishonim hold that heter b'isser isn't batal is because the heter is only an inch of a shlila, that there's no din isser. So if it's not an inyan shebechiyuv, there's going to be no bittul. Hashem kein iser hu davar bechiyuv. It's positive. There's a din iser. There's an active din iser. And therefore, iser is batul beheter. Because al yedei din bittul beroiv, nisbatel v'nifka hadin iser, u'memele u'muter. There's an active iser. It fell into heter. So this iser goes away. But heter isn't batel b'iser. Shekedei li'batel, if you want to be mevatel heter b'iser, we have to say that the bitel adds to the heter dine iser. And this is a discussion we've had numerous times. We don't find, at least according to a lot of achronim, that bitel barov adds dinim. Bishleim, you just want to remove the active iser, as you can remove the active iser. But heter, if you say that heter is batel b'iser, you're adding dina iser to the heter. You're not just removing something, you're adding. That you don't say with bittel. So that's shayich like heter of chulin b'tevel. That chulin is in shebishlila. There's no sibas iser. So if chulin falls into tevel, we don't say that it gets dinei tevel. There's no siba for iser. It's not going to get those added dinim. Vachinami gabe meiser behema. Ilu ayam mafrish meiser al hagoyren. As kevan shekvan niskaima tachlis shel chiyuv meiser behema. Beafroshas haasiri. Memela shal shara behema, it's like a shum siba lechiyuv meiser behema. Vazein achinami, shima behema apturo haise misareves bebehemos mechuyavos, lo yashayich bitul ala behema apturo. Kevin she'oz abitul beroiv, hayatzarich lo yisif ala behema din chiyuv meiser behema. So to have meiser behema, if you'd be mafrish meiser ala goyren, since he was already mekayim the tachlis of the chiyuv of meiser behema by being mafrish the asiri, so memela on the other behemas there is no siva l'chiyuv meiser behema. And then in Echinami, if the behema ptura would mix in with the behemas mechuyavos, you couldn't say bittel on the behema ptura, because then you would have to add on to the behema dinim, i.e. the din of a chi of Meiser Behema. Mashen ken gabi kushi satoisvis. Vibav mitziye shem mayri biptur shel minyan haroi. Hasem adayin lo niskai ma tachel shel a chi of Meiser Behema. Kevin shelo hifri shalayim asiri. If he already counted the tenth, then you're a Makayim the Tachlis. Then when the animal jumps back in, one of the counted animals jumps back in. So it's not shak to say Bittul Barov, because then you would have to add on Dinam of Chiyuv Meiser Behema. But Tosis is talking about a case of Minyan Haroi. There, the Chiyuv of Meiser Behema, in other words, it's fitting to be one of the ten. But the chiv of Meiser Behema has not yet been fulfilled. You weren't mafrish the tenth animal yet. And memela, the sibas achiv of Meiser Behema is still up in the air. Just as a chalos p'tur b'chiv shel minyan aroy, that even though there's a sibas, yeshno siba, L'chiyuv shel Meiser Behema. Yeah, there is a siba b'chiyuv Meiser Behema, but there's a p'tur b'chiyuv shel minyan aroi. since you counted it, so this is an active ptur. When you already counted the 10th, it's not an active ptur, it's a passive ptur. It's no longer a chiyuv. It's no longer a chiyuv. The 10th has been counted. You're mekayem tachlis hamitzvah. But if you haven't yet counted the 10th, so there's still a chiyuv of ma'aser behema. This is still a chiyuv of ma'aser behema. Animal number 6 that jumped back in. Now you don't know which one it is. But there's still a sibas hachiyuv on this animal, because ma'aser behema, the tachas ha-mitzvah hasn't yet been miskayim. But there's an active ptur, since it was already counted, it was a minyan aroy, it was counted to be one of the 10. So ma'amela it's potter. So since there's an active ptur, the ptur is an inyan b'chiyuv, ma'amela sheshapil shayach bodin bitl b'royv, shenifkav in his batel ptul zeh. So then you can be mevatel, this active ptur. It's not an inyan shebishlila, it's an inyan shebichiyuv. It's not that there's nothing to talk about anymore. It's not just that there's no more chiyuv. There is a chiyuv. We have a ptur on this chiyuv. Because it was already counted. But there's still a chiyuv because we didn't count the 10th yet. So since there's an active ptur, when it jumps back in, you're mevatel that ptur. And then the mele, it's chayiv. Givaldik. So that's Pshat and Tosis. Ah. So it would appear Shikamokain Gabedin Yibum over here, where there is a heter for the Isser of Ashes Ach. Nevertheless, the Sibas HaIsur of Ashes Ach is still around. Because she's an Erva. She's my brother's wife. And therefore, Haheter li Yibum, hu heter b'chiyuv. The heter Yibum is an active heter. It's not just that there's no Isser. She's Aser al Tzei Shesach. So how's he allowed to marry her? The brother. There's a heter b'chiyuv. It's an active heter, a positive heter. Even though there's a Sibas Isser, nevertheless, there's a Chalois Heter and the Sibas Isser. Even though there's a Sibas Isser, he's Mechusar Kippur, nevertheless, there's a Heter B'chiv, then you'd be a B'miktsas. So based on this, Miken Farshtein, the Geder of Hol, the Ishtari Ishtari, Gabi Mitzoyra, Shemikeivan, Sheyesh Chalois Heter, B'chiv, Shepoil din heter legabe yisul tumah shel mechusar kippurim. B'tzaras, al ken zepoil gam ken heter yisul tumah shel baal keri. We have an active heter for tzaras. So that's also chal legabe baal keri. And that's also the svar of hoil v'ishtari ishtari legabe yisur eishesach. Hoil v'ishtari yisur eishesach. Ishtari nami yisur ochoy tzisha. Since the heter eshesach is a chalois heter b'chiyuv, shepoil din heter lein iser erva shel eshesach, being eshesach is an iser, and then this is matir the iser, the yibum is matir the iser of eshesach. So once there's an active heter, it also is chal and achos isha. Because it's be'etzem one iser of erva. That's nischalik lekama shemoy shel lavin. Ve'al pize mitba'arim divrei harashba shelamadnu. Chshav efshar lavin et harashbo. Shekeivan shehutra b'shas nefilo. This woman, this Rochel, in our case, became permitted b'shas nefilo. So she can't be usher afterwards. Even though afterwards the Zika goes away. There's no more Ziggy. Married Lay, married her sister. But she can't be usher again. Why? Because the Rashba agrees that even after the Heter B'Shas Nefila, there's still a Siba Seisser. גם אחרי ההתר, בשעס נפילה, נשארה סיבת האיסור. כיוון שהיא עדיין ערבה דאש אסך? So yes, there's a heter b'shas nefila, but there's still the sibas isur of eish esach. So she falls to him. She's forbidden because she's his brother's wife, but she's permitted because she's his brother's wife. So that's an active heter. It's a heter b'chiyuv. וזה שהיא מותרת אחר כך, אך לאחר שפוקע הזיקו, הוא משום שכבר חול בשעס נפילה, חלויס היתר בחיוב לעולם! So this heter is an active heter. And since it's an active heter, the active heter is chol lעולם. We don't say that now it's hanging in limbo. The Isser is hanging in limbo, and then when the Heter goes away, the Isser comes back. No! It's an active Heter! So this active Heter, this positive Heter, removes the Sibas Isser Le'olam! And Bechanan said, what are you talking about, Rashba? If there's a Sibas Isser, when you have to say that there's a Sibas Isser, if you say, Ho Vishteri Ishteri, you're Mati or an Isser. And according to you, the Rashba, there's no Sibas Isser once she's falling for Yibum. That's it. There's no longer a Sibas Isser. And that's why when she becomes a Sura again, when the Zika goes away because Reuven marries Leah, so according to you, Rachel is out of the picture. And then when Leah dies, Rachel is not his Yavam anymore. He just is a heter to marry her. Because according to you, understands Rebbe Elchanan, when she falls for Yibum, that's it. There's no longer an Isser of Eish Esach. So if there's no longer an Isser of Eish Esach, and that's why when afterwards Leah dies, he has no more shaychus to Rachel, he just marries her outside the context of Yibum. So what's Pshat in the Gemara? Hol v'ishteri ishteri? There's nothing to be matir. There's no Sibas Isser. The answer is the Rashba agrees that there's a Sibas Isser. Just this Sibas Isser was actively permitted. So what happened? Rachel falls before him for Yibum. There's a Sibas Isser, she's Eish Esach. But it's permitted because he's allowed to do Yibum. Now he marries Leah. Oh, there's no more Zika with Rachel. See you later, Rachel. But now Leah dies. Leah dies, but there's a heter la'olam for Rachel. This is an active heter leola. So it emerges according to this that if Lu Yitzuyer, that afterwards the heter b'chia was misbatel, as hayta chozeret v'naseret, because of the Sibas Isser of Eish Esach, Shebeinoy Medes. So there is a Sibas Isser of Eish Esach, it's just actively permitted. And if it goes away, if the active permission goes away, the positive permission goes away, then the Sibas Isser of Eish Esach is reinstated. So according to this, we understand, we can say, Ho Vishteri Ishteri. Because the Sibas Isser is Bimkom Omedes. And the Heter that's Chal is the Heter Bechiyuv, that's Po'ala Hatir, Gamas Isser Dachos Isha. So it's an active Heter for Achos Isha. Like we said before, it's a Shem Erva, so it's Matir Achos Isha. Eishes Achiv, it's also Matir Achos Isha. But there is a Sibas Isser, just an active Sibas Isser. And again, in our case, so that's Pshat and Hov Ishtari Ishtari, that this is, it's a Heter Bechiyuv. And Memela, it's also Matir Bechiyuv. The sister, the Achosisha, exactly, sister of his wife. What the Rashba meant was that when Leah falls before him, she is now, there's an Isser, because she's Eishes Achiv. But this Isser is permitted Leolam. And then Leah, he marries Leah. So Nifka Zika in Rachel. But now that Leah dies, so what happens? That original het there is reinstated. He still has an active heter on Rachel. There's no more mitzvah of Yibum. But he can marry her regular. If he wants to marry her, he can marry her. Because Kevin to Bishas Nefila Hutzrelo, Shuvi Yevshur La, Yevshur Liyasir Bamishum Eishesach. So since you have this active head, there's no longer going to be an Eshesach, then now you have to go and be Matir. That if Zika between Reuven and Rachel goes away, then once again there's going to be an Eshesach that you have to be Matir. Now, if the Zika between Rachel and Reuven goes away, and then Leah and then Leah dies, so what happens? There's still the active head there. The active heter that fell in the first place. It's not pshat that you're going to say that she's usser al tzeishesach and now you're matir it for yibum. The pshat is that originally there was an active heter lo'ilam, and until he married Leah, it was for yibum, his heter. When he married her, he's marrying her al tzeibum. And now that the zika goes, now that the Zika went away because he marries Leah, and now Leah dies. So what's happening? So now the original heter goes back into effect. She can't be usher out Zeishesach because that was already actively permitted. And it's still being actively permitted. And that's how we can say all of Ishtari Ishtari. Because it's an active permission that would apply also to the case of Achos Isha. Okay, there's a lot more to talk about. So Mirtzah Hashem, B'li Neder, we will continue in the next year, and we will see the flow of Mitzvah Hashem, as we saw in this year, Baruch Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.